Sometimes your body not feel so fine. Head hanging low most of the time. Got that meat sack, not doing good. Head hanging low, don't feel like you should. I talk to the Caroline. Talk to the Caroline.
This product is only for ascending people.
Talk to the Caroline.
Not for unhealthy people. Not people who are sick. Not people
we're
who
are
healthy.
We're not here to cure anything. We're not here to help anything. We're not trying to do anything. We're not trying to make you happy. We're not trying to prove your happiness. We're not trying to see that you're whether or not you're happy. We are not here that we did not, this product was not created for your benefit, for your pleasure, or for your enjoyable delightment. Not for that. It's only for the ascending.
Okay, welcome back. Hour 2, live with Dr. Carolyn Dean here with thecheatradio.com. And we've got our new disclaimer. We've got Michael's song and a beautiful day. And we're switching things out and we're getting our mojo together. And we've got healthy people calling in and talking about how extraordinary the formulas are. And Bart made a very good point. And we'll bring Bart back in to say, Carolyn, and so many of our customers do say that they're taking just a boatload of formulas, and then they start using ours, and they see what the real power is, and they drop things so they don't have to take as much. And that is a response to this whole idea of dietary supplements supporting healthy living bodies. I mean, that's exactly what ours do. They tap into the life force and ramp it up.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, people should know when they're working, and if they're working, there should be a tweak that occurs, and so that you're not just taking supplements out of fear, or you're not just buying the words of the supplements. And you know, when you look at what the FDA is faced with, or right now, there's 55,000 different supplements. There's hundreds of supplement companies. And, you know, we know from experience with people we've dealt with that anybody can sell anything. And they'll sell things and get away with making claims and doing all sorts of things until they, you know, become big enough that the FDA wants to make sure they're doing it right. And so, you know, whether the law changes in the future or not, you know, we'll just bob and weave and be compliant and not ruffle any feathers, because we are not going to put your dietary supplements in jeopardy. I've told you many times about my work going to Codex and realizing that supplements could be in jeopardy and that we had to protect them, protect the, you know, the right to choose what we wanted to do with our health. And I think the FDA, you know, they have their mandate to make sure we follow these rules just to keep everybody in line. And they don't have a rule for us and then a rule for somebody else. So they just can't do that. So we just have to put ourselves in the middle of their rules until, you know, we as Americans decide we want something different. So, you know, and I don't know that I'd ever get political gain, because you're just banging up against a brick wall, but I don't know that the FDA is being fair enough to small businesses, and it's small businesses that make this country run. I mean, the number of people that we employ at the manufacturing end of things, you know, we go to these manufacturing plants and see that, you know, we're providing the business for three quarters of the company. You know, we are the customer. So it's very important that we, you know, maintain our integrity at the same time as being, you know, within the law. And we'll, you know, we'll kind of have a bit of fun with it with our redact, redact, redact. But it's much better than being angry. I mean, you know my saying about that. Being angry at somebody else is like you taking poison and expecting the other guy to die. You know, it doesn't serve anybody. And, you know, working with somebody like Ginny and with Chad, we're all very level-headed about what we're doing. And we'll have fun with it, and we'll continue to thrive. So there.
Very good. Perfect words. So, yes, mm-hmm. your stuff is safe with Dr. Dean at the helm.
Okay, Bart, your final words. What do you have to say?
I should wrap it up. I could go on and on because I had a lot of stuff running through my head, but, you know, it's funny. Like you said, I was on all these other products and taking them because I wanted to feel better, and as soon as I got just tasted the Compleatment, you know, the first products that came out, I just dropped everything I was taking and got on the Compleatment formulas. And it's like, you know, when you're taking ginseng, you're taking something for energy or mood enhancement or whatever, it feels like it's almost like artificial, the change that's done, and it goes away. But what I found on these products is that there's something that it's much more subtle, and it doesn't feel like there's the boost that's required with other supplements exactly. It's like there's something that's self-sustaining in your body once it gets the nutrition that it wants. Mm-hmm. And that separates these products from other sort of regular supplements. It feels like you're really like when your body gets what it sort of craves or desires, the nutrition, it thrives on that, and it feels like it's able to sustain itself. Like when you're taking other supplements, you feel like you're having to refuel and you're sort of dragging this body around, that you have to keep charged. And mm-hmm. something different happens here where it's not this chore. It feels like there's like a real abundance that comes, you know, from your body, as odd as that may sound, from taking these.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your body responds in kind. It resonates with the electrical activity. I mean, that's the beauty of minerals. And like Michael was saying about hydration, you can't have electromagnetic energy in the body without a certain amount of water and a certain amount of minerals. And that's where the sea salt and the hydration and then the magnesium and the multiple minerals come into play. It's an incredible synergism. And what people have said, there are a lot of healthy people taking the products, and they say they do a lot of energy work and meditate and maybe use energy machines or whatever. And they say when they started taking the minerals, they found that all that was enhanced. It was really increased a few notches because the electrolytes in your body are what's required to run the electricity in your body. And somehow, I mean, that's not even wording that we learned in medical school, even though you use an electrocardiogram to measure the electrical activity of your heart and an electroencephalogram to measure the electrical activity of your brain. So we know we need the electrolytes, but as I've said many times, the magnesium is not even measured as an electrolyte in the bloodstream. So that's why doctors, you know, don't know about the minerals and the mineral balance and don't regard it as important, and why it is very important for us to keep, you know, educating, getting the information out, and now, you know, relying more and more on our customers to get the information out so that we can be educated about this, because it is being hampered because supplement companies who would be educating aren't allowed to make any claims about what they're doing. And we understand, again, why that can be, because some people will make bogus claims, but it means it harms everybody when we can't say exactly what we're doing. So, Anyway.
it's kind of like the contrast that creates the pearl. So shifting the conversation is probably the pearl that will come out of this to wellness. But, yeah, I'll just say that the products are like basically like blessings in a bottle. I'll just say that.
Perfect. Blessings in a bottle. I don't know, though. Yeah. Is that a claim, Jenny? What do you think? Is that a claim?
Can you say
either? I definitely hope it's definitely not a claim because we didn't say the duh word. So I think we're good.
Oh. it's like magic. Or is that going to offend the Federation of Wizards?
No, it's a health supplement, Bart. It's a dietary supplement.
Yes. Okay. Well, for me as a user, I would call it I'll call it what I like, but it's completely shifted my standard of living, my sense of my body, and sort of my outlook on things. It's gone far beyond what I would say a supplement is able to provide. I'll just leave it at that. Okay.
Very good.
Okay.
Thank you, Bartley.
Thank you, Bart, very much. We'll have to get you back and get your own radio show again because it sounds like you have a lot to say.
That's right.
Well, I mean, I've been around long enough, so I could go on. But all right, so thanks for letting me call in, and I'm very happy that I'm still taking these, and I'm going to take everything that comes out, and I'm just I'm kind of like that drunk guy at a party who loves everybody. Except I'm sober. Okay, well, you guys, it was good
Thanks,
to talk to you
Bart.
Guys. Have a good night.
Okay.
All right.
Aloha.
Bye, Bart.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Okay, very good. That was cute. Let's go to Ohio, the great state of Ohio. Hello, Ohio. Isn't
Hi,
that a
Jenny.
Pretender song? Hey, ho, ho, oh, Ohio. Yeah, that's a Pretender song. Hey, how are you?
Hi, Dr. Dean. Hi, Jenny.
Hi, who have we got here?
This is Kevin from Ohio.
Oh, Kevin. Hi,
and
Kevin.
I called just to tell you, Dr. Dean, that I've tried the rest, and now I stick with the best. Dr. Dean's total body reset formulas produce superior results compared to all other health supplements I have used. Thank you, Dr. Dean, for giving me great health.
Oh. Now, Kevin is reading, but he is reading his own words, I must tell you. He was not scripted. We thought Kevin gave, the best testimonial. You were chosen by our FDA consultant as the winner of the best testimonial.
Oh, wow. I feel privileged
Yes,
now.
You get to stay on the island. Everybody else was voted off the island but you, Kevin.
Wonderful, wonderful. No, mostly I just want to thank both of you and for all your tireless work for our health freedoms. And giving me the ability to take these wonderful products like Remag and Remite. Over the years, I have taken just many, many different things like Bart was talking about. And my main concern was finding minerals that I would actually absorb. And after I came across the Pico size minerals, that's what I started taking. And I never looked back. So thank you for your tireless work. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you, Kevin. That's wonderful. It's great to hear. And yes, it expresses what, we have expressed to people over the years about how the minerals work. And this is something that our manufacturer sent in because someone was saying, well, how do you measure the REMAG? And, I've said, well, we know it's such a fine size because you can't see it under an electron microscope when you do light scattering of the water in which REMAG is dissolved. The light just goes right through. It doesn't deflect the light. And this person says, well, you know, how do you measure it, though? You know, what's the machine that measures it? And it's like, well, no, it probably hasn't been invented yet. But this is what the manufacturer said. This is interesting words. The detection of the presence of magnesium is done using an ICP-OES spectrometer. This tells us that there is indeed magnesium in the product and also qualifies this for us so we know how much magnesium is present. This machine does not tell us the particle size. The lab we use, called Aveca Labs, uses a Malvern PCS dynamic light scattering instrument in an attempt to find particles in REMAG. The PCS analysis samples for particles in the 1 nanometer to 100 nanometer size range. No particles were detected in this size range, which means that REMAG has particles that are smaller than 0.001 microns. REMAG is a monatomic ionic solution. There really is no direct way to measure the ionic size bracket or ionic radius bracket. This is actually determined indirectly by measuring the bond length. Ionic radii are difficult to measure with any degree of certainty, and they vary according to the environment of the ion and also several other factors. The distance between two ions is an ionic crystal structure. No, the distance between two ions in an ionic crystal structure can be determined by X-ray crystallography, which gives the length of the sides of the unit cell of a crystal. The ionic radiance is not a fixed property of a given ion, but varies with coordination number, spin state, and many other parameters. As such, it is extremely difficult to determine the actual size of REMAG particles. We know for sure that they are smaller than the 0.001 micron. With the use of X-ray crystallography, we calculate or estimate REMAG particles at approximately 70 to 86 picometer in size. So there, aren't those sweet words? I'm going to send them to Ginny. Ginny, let's make use of these words because they're not talking about disease.
Yes, let's do, and please send them to me because I had a question come through with a customer who was asking just that very thing. So that's perfect. Yes, please send them to me. Yeah, no, I think that's extraordinary, and that's what, and I think, Kevin, you work around a lot of supplements and things, don't you?
I do. I actually work in a health food store, and we have many, many products, and REMAG and REMind are two of them. And the people that I talk with that use them love them dearly, and everyone definitely appreciates all your tireless research, Dr. Dean.
Wow, that's awesome. See, Ginny keeps me away from knowing these things, or I'd get all maudlin and you know, start tearing up and, oh, Kevin. And well, anyway, you can see what would happen. So.
Yes, I keep her in the dark about so many things. That's awesome. All right, very good. Well, thanks again for calling in, Kevin. Appreciate it very much. Thank you. And thank you for having the best testimonial. You have an FDA-approved testimonial on our website. You get extra points for that.
Oh, one last thing. I would urge everyone in their states and wherever they live to get together with like-minded people and fight for your health rights, because sometimes that government's just a little overbearing, and we have to bring the power to the people. So get out there and get active. And thank you, Dr. Dean. And thank you, Jenny.
You're welcome, Kevin. Thank you.
Thanks, Kevin. Bye. Okay, excellent. All right, these things are going along in a steady clip, eh? I'm getting a few comments about radio quality, Bill. I'm not surprised that there's lots of interference on the radio show tonight with just people hearing and, you know, the calls bleeping out and this and that. But maybe we can get it a little more tuned in for people. Okay, so let's see. Next phone call, we are here. Where are we here? Very good. Area code 214, the great state of Texas. You're on the line with Dr. Dean. If you could give us your name and then state your question or comment.
Hi, Jenny. It's Susanna.
Hey, Susanna.
Hi, Carolyn.
Hi,
how
sweetie.
Are you
What's
guys?
Up? Oh, we're
well,
great.
I'm calling in to talk about the completement formulas. I started taking RNA drops back in July of 2012, and when I first started, I was asked, well, how's it doing? What kind of effects are you seeing? And I would say, well, I'm perfectly happy. I mean, I'm perfectly – well, that too. I'm perfectly healthy, so I really haven't seen any great effects. But as time mm-hmm. went on, I was pleasantly surprised to notice some effects that were really pretty substantial. Firstly, a relaxation both mentally and physically that I could sleep so much better at night, and it had such an effect on my energy. So I had more energy. And then later on, as I added more of the products, I went to the Remag, to the Remite. I take them all. So pleasantly surprised then to find in my normal day-to-day activities that I was able to do more. I had more stamina. I could do physical exertion for much longer lengths of time. I wouldn't be tired. I wouldn't feel any ill effects afterwards, like being sore. I had no soreness the next day after a lot of physical exertion. This is really fantastic, and I think the best part of it is it was all so subtle, and I was always pleasantly surprised to realize, oh my gosh, I'm not getting any headaches anymore. I can't remember the last time I had a headache. And there's been flu seasons, cold seasons that have come by and come and gone. I used to always catch the flu or catch a cold or catch strep throat. Not anymore. And then the other things that, again, not such a huge thing, but for me it was huge. I feel so much more limber in my body. My joints feel more lubricated, and I have a higher range of motion. I feel much more lubricated and able to do more physically. So that is really exciting. I really enjoy that. So, and then it's just the whole relaxation, which physically is great for sleep. Also, I hate to talk about this, but I used to have a problem with constipation, with stress, and no more. I have no problem with that anymore. That is quite delightful. There's just a few of my little subtleties, but they've been tremendous for me, and it just helped my well-being and me being able to live more. I didn't know how much better I could feel until I started feeling it. So,
yes, that's interesting. And you know, when you mentioned what sounds like diseases, I thought, redact. You know, you mentioned headaches, flus, colds, and then constipation. But really, what those conditions are, they're really not diseases as much as just not being healthy. You know, when you're not healthy, when you feel run down, that's when, you know, you have no energy and you're not sleeping well, then you're subject to these kind of slightly unhealthy symptoms. So, again, this is all within the purview of our dietary supplements, making healthy people even healthier. I think it all, it's all in that same, it's all in the same category. And, you know, it's like in my mind, I'm trying to argue with the FDA that, Susanna wasn't talking about diseases. She was just a little unhealthy. And she took the completement formulas, and she got so healthy that she didn't notice anything to do with her head not feeling well or having a beneficial mucus elimination or, you know, feeling a little slow in her lower colon digestion. So yeah, it's interesting how we kind of cross that great divide into then having diseases. You know, when does the disease begin? And of course, you know, a lot of what I've talked about over the years is when a person does have magnesium deficiencies and mineral deficiencies, you know, how can we stop them from turning into what then are diagnosed as diseases? And that's all we're trying to do with our formulas, mm-hmm. is make sure that you're hydrated, you have the 72 minerals in the sea salt, you take your magnesium and your multiple minerals, and then your body can stay healthy, you know, make the cells that you require with the right building blocks. So it is a continuum of health that we're looking at, instead of going into that slow decline into disease.
And what you're doing, I think, Carolyn and Ginny, with these complement formulas, is redefining what healthy is and what the normal part of healthy is. You're redefining it and setting the bar so much higher so that people have to really get there to understand it. I thought I was pretty healthy. And now I see the difference between from when I started taking the formulas to now is just night and day, and I was healthy. So to know that I can be so much more healthy and feel so much better, or more better, or more good, I don't know how to say it, but it's almost hard to articulate, and you have to experience it yourself to realize it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, and that's what we ask people. I know a lot of people call customer service or get in touch and say, well, you know, I have such and such. What protocol do I go on? Or what specifically is good for me to take? And you know, we have come to the point, and, you know, it became fairly clear to us, so we just tell people to take the whole protocol because everything works synergistically. But now I don't know if we're going to be able to say much of anything. You know, we have to start all our customer service interactions with a disclaimer that we're not allowed to talk to you about a disease, but what we can do is say that our dietary supplements in the – hey, Ginny, take notes, Ginny. I feel it coming on. I feel the answer coming on. What we will tell customer service is through customer service is that our dietary supplements are a handful, you know, whatever, five or six, if you take the Recalcia, that have the proper building blocks. They have a synergism. I mean, I hear Ginny and see Ginny in her emails talk about this all the time. There's a synergism in our formulas that can give your body, along with a good diet, what it requires to help build healthy cells. And we'll mm-hmm. say that, and it won't answer a person's question about their disease, and hopefully they'll understand why and won't blame us, but they'll, you know, be a little more active about what's mm-hmm. going on, and mm-hmm. And that they will then try the products and determine for themselves. Because we're not trying to be in competition with other supplements. Ours are best and all the rest of it. We're just saying they are the best. You have to try them and determine for yourself. But, you know, mm-hmm. if people argue with us about wanting more information, you know, that's going to be difficult because partly it means that we have to educate people more about the FDA and how the focus of our society is on drugs, and there is no lobby for natural products. The lobby may be through the Natural Products Association, which is mainly they're not commercial, but they're representing the commercial interests of the industry. But the FDA and the FTC, Federal Trade Commission, they don't want commerce advertising health products to the public. There's something about that that somehow there's a huge disconnect where the pharmaceutical companies have taken ownership of curing disease with drugs, and we can't get involved with that. So I don't know when that's going to when or if that's going to shift. But in the meantime, you know, we'll keep making our products with the under FDA rules and laws so that they're available. And I guess we're asking our public, our customers and consumers, maybe we'll reach out in our emails to ask them to keep supporting the products and talking about them, because we're not going to be able to advertise them. We're going to need some help. So anyway, I know I'm rambling.
Ginny, no, and me. And I agree with you, Carolyn, and I'm here to help in any way I can. And I would just urge people to try the products, to use them, because they do work synergistically, and to give them time, to give themselves time, and to let themselves reacquaint themselves with their bodies and how their bodies are and feel. And if there is uncomfortableness or some doubt about how one is feeling, just to give it time and it will pass. That's happened to me. I've been patient and let things pass, and they always go away, and I always come out the other side feeling even better. So I just stopped the knee-jerk reaction of, oh my gosh, I need to call the doctor, or I need to take an aspirin, or I need to do something. I just let it go, put it out of my mind, and as soon as I did that, in no time, it was gone, and I was feeling better. So it's been great.
Yeah, very good. Yes, that's a hard
thank
one
you so much, Susanna. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Susanna. Yeah, I was saying it's
thank
a hard
you,
one for people to have symptoms and not run to the doctor. They, you know, it's like people have no concept of what it feels like to, you know, sit with a symptom. And we don't even recommend it over the phone. If people are asking customer service or emailing me, I say, I can't tell you what to do over the email. If you think there's a problem, you have to go to the doctor. But, you know, a lot of people, they, you know, they're educating themselves. And especially people who are on our products, they may realize they're going through a bit of a healing reaction and just sit with it and come out the other side even better.
Absolutely.
Excellent.
Well, thank you guys. Thank you guys so much for letting me have some time on the air.
Thank you, Susanna, for calling in. Appreciate it.
Excellent. Okay, 602-666-6027. If you want to talk to Dr. Dean, you've got to hit *7 on your phone. Let me know you're on the line and you have something to say. And I'm going to now, where is that person that called in? Well, where'd she go?
Can I do a couple of mailbags then while you're looking?
Yes, you can. Please do. Yep.
Yeah. This is a quick one. Does Dr. Dean have a protocol for someone suffering from biotoxin illness with genetics that don't have proper detoxification pathways? Now, that's strictly a disease question. So we don't have a protocol for disease at all. We do not have protocols for disease. This is our new mandate, and what we do say is we have nutrients that will support the body in all its healthy capacity to be healthy, stay healthy. That's what we have to say. Another person, now this is a long email, but I'll try to shorten it as I go along. Been listening to your radio program for a few weeks, slowly taking in the plethora of information. Well, not anymore. Information is no longer plethed. very grateful for this, feel empowered where I can educate myself about health. See, this is the thing. We're not able to educate people about health. Okay, yes, yes, you said the magic word. We can educate about health. 46 years old and have had, oh, yeah, okay, redact, 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 redact. Been taking Remax for the last 6 weeks, thrilled to say that the redact have stopped and my redact has reduced significantly and I'm feeling much more relaxed and rested. Those are not diseases, so I can say them. I was redact. The dentist gave her an orthotic to put in her mouth. That'd be a bite plate of some sort. This treatment helped her sleep. That's just information. It's not her asking me. And then her question was, she says, I've been eating mostly fruit and vegetable-based diet, 50% raw, 50% cooked, 8 to 10 servings of fruit a day and vegetables, especially sweet potatoes and greens, moderate plant-based fats. Although initially I had more energy, this diet hasn't solved my redact symptoms, feel fullness in my liver. Now, okay, so, I mean, this feel fullness in the liver, you see, that much fruit is really putting a burden on the liver to break down the fructose. Fructose is glucose and galactose disaccharide, and it's not digested like glucose is. So this person is probably having problems based on the fruit. Now, too much fruit as well can cause yeast overgrowth. So this is important for this person to know that the fruit, I don't know her blood type letter because blood type letter O's really seem to need more animal protein. I mean the giveaway, although initially I had more energy. So in the beginning what a plant-based high fruit diet does is detoxify somewhat. Your body's not digesting heavy proteins and fats so that, you know, it feels a little less burdened with digestion. But then you start getting symptoms. Fullness in the liver can be the beginnings of a fatty liver, which is what can happen when you have too much fruit or high fructose corn syrup drinks. She said, I've read your diet guidelines, have started adding more cooked foods and grains. I feel full many hours after I've eaten. Yet I am also feeling hungry and want to binge eat. So her body needs more minerals if she's just only taking the Remax so far. But I can't say that. I can't tell her what to take. Downloaded the Reset the Yeast Connection book. And going to look at that. So she's asking me what my thoughts are on the diet. So that's all in the book. And what we'll do with our books is probably redact a lot of them too. What are my thoughts on juicing and fasting? No. And I put that in the book too. So she'll get all her answers in the book. And she says, I know I've asked a lot of questions. And we're used to questions. And that's why I write the books. But now I'll have to redact them all. Okay. I think I'll take a break while I cough for a minute, Ginny, okay?
You're going to take a break?
Well, just 2 seconds.
Okay. I'm going to say hello, hello, area code 613, Ontario, Canada, to my buddy, 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 who I haven't talked to in the longest. Hello.
Yeah. Hey. How are you doing, Jen? Good, buddy.
I'm doing good. Did you call to talk to the Carolyn tonight?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Excellent. It's always lovely to hear you too, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, excellent. Glad you're doing well.
So I hear the news. I got the emails. That's just crazy. Carolyn, you're just mentioning about redacting your books. And I was like, does this mean, like, let's just get this all straight. Does this mean, like, all the, you know, the 14 or 17 books you've written in the last, like, 30, 40 years are legal?
Well, if we talk about them in relation to our products.
Okay.
So we can tell people, oh, go and you can go and read this yeast reset book and read about yeast, period.
Right.
Go and read Magnesium Miracle and read about magnesium, period.
Right.
Yeah.
But you can't at the same time be endorsing a particular product.
That's right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's all the words. It's all words. And it's how the FDA thinks it has to control dietary supplements, which, although they don't, you know, they don't kill people, you know, I guess they're worried that, and the pharmaceutical companies are worried that people who take dietary supplements are missing out on taking their drugs, and they, you know, they think drugs are what people need for their disease. They literally believe that. And doctors believe it too, and they've never been educated as I was even before medicine and afterwards in naturopathic school. They've never been educated about nutrients in any way. They do think of them as drugs. So that's that.
Well, it's crazy because so say, like, water is essential to health, right? We all agree that, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is it illegal to make that claim? It's like,
yes.
I said to my friend, hey, you know, you should drink some water. I think it would really help. You look dehydrated, and it's better for your health. Would they say, no, you're not a doctor. You can't say that.
In a sense, yes. If we said that drinking salted water will treat your heart arrhythmia or your angina or your constipation, if we use a disease word in the same sentence,
right,
we are saying that water is a drug. And you remember Dr. Joseph Kropp, K-R-O-P, in Ontario, when he was attacked for doing alternative medicine, one of the charges against him was telling people to drink filtered water.
Right. You imagine, but to say take the lead and chlorine and crap out of the water, it'll be beneficial.
Yeah.
So that's frightening. Now, what about freedom of speech? Now, how about this then? And then the rabbi says, gets up to the congregation and says, now you need a kosher diet, you know, for the ideal health,
uh-huh,
and this is the regimen that God recommends. Is he giving health information and dietary and, in effect, health advice? Is he not stepping on their orthodoxy toes, too, or does he have religious freedom?
I don't know about religious freedom, but certainly health food store workers, they've been charged. You know, everybody's suspect. I don't know. Everybody's breaking the law, in a sense. It's just a matter of looking for people, I don't know, trying to get people to tone it down, and then, like we're doing, spreading the word and scaring people into following the FDA rules and laws. I don't know. It's you look at any health website, they're all making claims. They're all selling products that seem to be making claims, all of them.
How about
this?
Isn't magnesium a basic claim that anyone can make? You've written, like, definitive books on it. Is that illegal just to say that magnesium is essential and you should take it for overall good health? Is that illegal to say?
No, you can say all those words. It's when you say magnesium deficiency causes heart disease, and if you take magnesium, then you won't have heart disease. I don't think you can say that.
So really, so in other words, if you need essential magnesium for a baseline of health, and then you're having health issues, but you don't have that baseline of health, isn't it like the dog, you know, the chicken before the egg? You know what I mean?
It's just that when you're using words to create this sort of ruling in order to, quote, protect the public, they just had to create these words. If you say a nutrient or a substance or something is treating a disease, then you make that substance a drug by your words, by your intent.
Did Linus Pauling do that with his comments on vitamin C? Did that, like, get them their attention at the Codex?
Oh, yeah.
Right, because what? Because you popularize this meme, and then, you know, it kind of reminds me a bit of, you know, alternative gas, and I know in the early part of the petroleum industry, you know, in the Rockefellers, one of their main things was they got rid of the competition and really sewed it up for just a few big, massive players, and all the little guys, you know, they just kind of pushed them out of the scene. And I, you know, you want to believe that the FDA is purely just about, you know, keeping people's health safe and safe from undue claims. But it's hard not to see this other pattern. It's like, here you're promoting health ultimately. Why would you be stepping on people's toes?
Right. Yeah. Well, they think they're right and they have their job to do and they're doing it. As for Linus Pauling, I mean, he was made a mockery of over the years. You know, they tried to
debunk him.
Debunk him, right. You know, they tried to debunk me. I'll always be a quack because I supposedly lost my license for being a bad doctor, whereas they, you know, I was attacked after I said bad things about sugar. So it's all in the perception. It's all in the optics.
Isn't it optics? That's the word, isn't it, eh? And how puny optics are compared to real substance.
Right, right. Okay, we've had our conspiracy corner with David.
And I got to say, here's the situation is I find when I take magnesium and an ideal version of it, is I literally, if it's like instantly being absorbed in my body, and I put it in the water, I don't even bother adding sea salt because I'm just a little lazy about shit like that, is basically I can feel a zing or something. Mm-hmm. It's almost like when you take a glass of water, you feel it go down into your body and be absorbed. I find when you put the magnesium in it, it gives it like a little metallic taste, which initially is unpleasant. But I find I get like, and when I go back upstairs or go out the door or go wherever I'm going, I literally feel like I've put some octane booster in my gas or something. You know? Mm-hmm. So I'm getting rid of the knocking and pinging and stuff.
Yeah, I know. You've told us over the years how well you've done on the formulas, and that's fantastic that you're still feeling the zing. And it's like, yeah, it's a healthy zing. It's not an artificial zing. It's not a coffee zing. It's just, you know, your body is just humming with the electrolytes that you're putting in it. That's what I say.
No, and the coffee zing is so fake because I'll do that sometimes late at night. And also you're thirsty and it doesn't quench your thirst, even if you drink a lot of it. And it gives you a little bit of a buzz at first, but then your gut feels kind of weird. I find, and obviously it's depleting your magnesium and vitamins, minerals, and also in the process.
Yeah.
I find then, say it's like late at night, even then I might, like, I'll go and take then a drink of water with some magnesium in it just before I go to bed, just to try and, like, de-raunchify the situation just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, like you say, it's an artificial stimulant in the first place, you know, and if you had to just avoid the coffee and just drank a few glasses of water, you would have, you know, not had to have some later on.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it is thirst quenching, I think. Eh? That's what happens with the coffee. It's like a pop, too. It doesn't quench the thirst. It's, you know what I mean? It gives you the act
diuretic.
Of quenching.
It's a diuretic, so it actually pulls water out and does the opposite. You know, it gives you maybe a zing of energy, artificial energy, but then it depletes your, like you said, the magnesium. It dehydrates you. So it does the opposite of what we're trying to achieve with our sea salted water. So final words, Dave, put your sea salt in your water, okay?
Okay, will do. Pink Himalayan sea salt.
Yes.
All right.
Bye.
Love you, Carolyn. Love you, Jenny.
Love you.
Bye. All right.
Bye, Dave.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my gosh, that's so funny. He got a Dr. Dean lecture. He got one. Yay. The world can remain on its axis. Dr. Dean's still up for the occasional lecture. Okay, let's go to the great state of Wisconsin. Wisconsin. Is that Jean, the dancing machine?
Hey, Jenny Almighty. Jenny Almighty.
Hey, Dean.
Carolyn. God, this is a wonderful show. Wonderful show.
Uh-huh.
This is... I've been on your products for over 4 years now, and I can say that the Total Body Reset allows me to have healthy thinking, and I'm excited about now Jenny and Carolyn are going to show us how to use our words and talk about being healthy. And it's about thinking about how healthy I am rather than how redacted I might have been, because I've wanted to call in. I tune in to the health call on a pretty, on, you know, sporadic basis. But when I call in and listen, I've always wanted to call in and tell you about how healthy I am now, just to offset all of the calls that you're getting in the last couple of years, because you have attracted an audience that feels that aren't using their healthy words about being healthy. And I love this is a turnaround, because now we'll be talking about how healthy we are. And that's going to make a big difference for everybody who tunes in and listens.
Perfect.
As I reached age 50, I did just what you were talking about in the opening of the show. I anticipated my old age and, you know, an ache or a pain, I would be more noticeable maybe. And I would think, oh, I'm getting older, so I guess this is just how it's going to be. And immediately I recognized my own paranoid thinking about getting old. Mm-hmm. And I'm not on any prescription drugs, and I haven't been for years. And I refuse to take that approach to anything that started creeping up in a healthy person of age 50. And somehow I came upon your products, and I am so grateful, because I've managed to I recognized my own paranoid thinking, and I was able, with mineral saturation, I was able to manage the stresses that a healthy person has on a daily basis. If we're going to define what a healthy person is, a healthy person has a lot of stress on a daily basis.
Right. Perfect.
And so that's why I can easily say that I'm perfectly well and I'm ready for more. I love that statement. You made that earlier. And we're supporting healthy living bodies. I live by myself and I have horses, and I use my body in many ways. You know, I lift 50-pound feed bags. I move round bales in the wintertime. There's a lot of maintenance to my healthy horses. And so I'm maintaining my healthy body by using the Total Body Reset for many things. It supports and maintains my health. And I do drink alcohol and I do drink coffee, because healthy people do enjoy all of those things that a healthy lifestyle provides for us. And the products help me to maintain my hydration and maintain the Realign does wonders for the healthy hangovers that people get when they drink alcohol. It supports my muscle, my skin, my bone. And most importantly, you've taught me that our brains are also a muscle. And I've noticed more and more how I can maintain healthy thinking. And that's why I just love the idea of the health call turning to talking about our health and being healthy. And I know that it's a challenge for those who don't feel that way now. And let's just watch Jenny and Carolyn turn us all around all over again.
Wow.
Because that's what I see in the health calls future. Is
well,
just using
it's a good summation, a very good summation of our show today, Jean. I think perfect words and very much appreciated. Thank you
well,
very
thank
much.
You. Thank you for everything you guys do, everything. And this is just a new wonderful day in the lives of of the ascending, the healthy people who will never die because we're so healthy.
Yeah, I'm on the chat. I never go on the chat. Bob does the chat and the in quick, but you're being given kudos by Nicholas and Michael over on the chat for your brilliant words. Brilliant
They're
words.
Just words.
Yeah. Okay, very good. Well, we've just got a couple of minutes now to wrap up, so I'll go over to Ginny and we'll wrap up. And I didn't know if we'd just do this one show and whether or not we'd come back, but I guess we should come back. What do you think, Ginny?
Well, I think we have to come back, Carolyn, because the healthy world is beckoning for us, and also because we have a lot of healthy customers that want to share their words and they do want the encouragement, and I think what Jean said was perfect. And I don't know what happened to Deborah, but she just texted me and said that she was on here, but I haven't seen her. But I know she had words she wanted to say, so I'm feeling kind of bad trying to find her. But I'm refreshing
my
screen. Deborah, if you're still here.
No, we'll do them next week. Next week.
Okay.
We don't want to rush Deborah, so.
Yeah, and especially Deborah. She always has great things to say. But, no, I think we've got a whole customer base that's healthy and happy and ready for more, and we're going to figure out how to do this thing in a way that keeps everybody elevated and mostly, as you said, protects the formulas and keeps them available for people. And we'll just rely on our customers to continue to share and help educate to the degree that they can on the things that they already know, and we'll make sure we're using our words in an appropriate way. You know, that's just what we have to do. Let me also say,
like,
Carolyn, if you go ahead.
Yes, quickly, just what Jean said, you know, there are people who don't feel healthy, and then, you know, we don't want them to feel left out or we're ignoring you, but we cannot say disease words, so we'll support you as best we can without using disease words. That's what we have to do right now.
Yeah, we just can't use the D word. And somebody on the chat wrote, are you going to come up with a new product called Redact? Which I thought was hilarious. And we probably won't come up with Redact, but people will understand what Redact means. And so I'm really excited. I think we've got a great reframing. You are, Carolyn, a class act, and we will figure this out. And we're going to keep doing what we do, because this is what it's about, is getting people and keeping people healthy with our dietary supplement formulas, which you created out of your own will and out of your own wisdom, and provide incredible, incredible benefit for tens of thousands of customers. So we'll be here. We'll be here next week, people. Do not fear. Yay!
Yay!
Thank you, everybody. Yay. Thank you, Ginny. Yay. Great show. Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Bob, wherever you are.
And we'll play Michael's new song
everything.
Next week.
Okay. Perfect.
New day.
AchieveRadio.com.
Psychic radio, holistic radio, spiritual radio. This is AchieveRadio.com. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/AchieveRadio.
So if the merging of your chip body is taking place with your meat sack body, okay, from slipping in from your mystery landscape, the new apps that are coming on your Peapods, those new apps then are telling you that you want them and that they are creating for you the experience that they know you are would create if you had the ability or capacity to do it on your own as a marvelous human creator?
Yes, because